USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another sharp rise in the number of people diagnosed with the coronavirus on a cruise ship off Japan. The country's health minister, through an interpreter.
41 people tested positive for coronavirus. We are now preparing to transport them to medical facilities in Tokyo and other prefectures.
That brings the total number of cases aboard the Diamond Princess to 61. Thousands of passengers are under a two-week quarantine. Two more planes carrying Americans are on their way to the U.S. from Wuhan, China. The number of deaths from the virus is now 636. The White House has announced that the al-Qaeda leader Qasem al-Rimi was killed in Yemen. President Trump directed a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen that resulted in his death. There was no information about when the operation was conducted or how it was carried out. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says more than 500 people in the southwestern part of the state have been displaced by flooding. He's declared a state of emergency due to the heavy rain. At least four people have been killed in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and also Tennessee. The Democrats' race for the White House is neck and neck. USA Radio's Robin Walensky explains.
After the debacle in Iowa, Democrats now moving on to the New Hampshire primary Tuesday, and then it's off to South Carolina. We could see three different winners in three different states. As it stands, Mayor Pete winning Iowa by a razor-thin margin. In fact, the head of the party there actually calling for a recount. Bernie Sanders expected to win New Hampshire, and in South Carolina, former Vice President Joe Biden expected to clean up and be the winner. Biden not campaigning at all Thursday in New Hampshire, no events on his schedule.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's more trouble brewing for the Speaker of the House. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's filing ethics charges against Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up the president's State of the Union speech. Gaetz tells Fox News he's joining two other Republicans in filing charges with the House Ethics Committee.
She disgraced the House of Representatives, she embarrassed our country, and she destroyed official records. The law does not allow the Speaker of the House to destroy the records of the House, and the rules of the House do not permit some little temper tantrum just because you don't like what the President of the United States says.
A public memorial for a Los Angeles Laker icon, Kobe Bryant, and his daughter Gianna, and seven other people killed in a helicopter crash in January, will be held later this month. The memorial will be held at the Staples Center in L.A. on February 24th, according to the Los Angeles Times. For weeks, people have been gathered outside of the stadium and the site in Calabasas, where the plane crashed, killing Bryant, his daughter, Alyssa Altobelli, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, Peyton Chester, Sarah Chester, Christina Mauser, and Ara Zobayan on January 26th. The Lakers held a tribute for Bryant and the other victims during their game against the Portland Trail Blazers last Friday. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said last week that the city was preparing for a memorial that will serve as a reminder of how much unity they have. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.